Let's talk about ice cream, snow cones, popsicles, and tall glasses of water served by a poolside with a crisp Jamaican breeze singing light, airy notes. Sounds like a summer wonderland, right? But with this summer predicted to be one of the hottest ever, Jamaicans are finding it increasingly difficult to escape the heat. Here are some no-sweat tricks to keep cool this summer and to avoid heat stress. Director of Nutrition Services at the Ministry of Health, Charmaine Edwards, warns that there is a big difference between keeping cool and staying hydrated. She says staying hydrated is especially important to avoid various heat-related and health problems.
Fans and AC units do keep you cool, but in doing that, they also dehydrate you. So you will, in fact, have to replace the food. Because remember, you're perspiring. The water is being lost. The fan is just blowing it away and giving you the cooling effect. So you will still have to replace the fluid that is being lost. So yes, the fan is going to keep you cool. Yes, the AC is going to keep you cool, but they're also dehydrating you.
Everything must be done in moderation, and specific water quantities are required for different age groups. Ms. Edwards recommends maintaining a balance in everything. The more water the body loses in sweat, the more it needs to be replaced. But in an effort to avoid dehydration, heat strokes, and heart failure, we mustn't overdo water intake. She explains that just as easy as it is to be negatively affected by a lack of water, drinking too much can hurt the body.
We can get water intoxicated, so we can in fact take in too much water. And that's a fact.
Ms. Edwards says though everyone is affected by the heat, specific groups tend to be more vulnerable, especially during the summer.
Just by being elderly, they are already at risk because there have been changes in how the body metabolizes. And so they are already at risk. And so we want to pay attention to the elderly. Certainly they need to be getting in at least 6 glasses of water per day. On average, it works out to 6 to 8 glasses per day. The elderly would need 6 and the younger child would need 6.
So, we understand that there are the basic ways of keeping cool with a fan and guzzling water to replace what is lost. But let's face it, plain water can get downright boring. Though water is the optimum choice, Ms. Edwards recommends some healthy and fun ways to keep you and your loved ones cool.
No, we can also use coconut water because it also replaces some electrolytes that we are going to be losing, like in the sweat. But certainly, another thing persons need to pay attention to is the flavored water, because some of them do have added sugar, and the sugar content is what we want to reduce. So we can make our own flavored water. We can add lime juice to water. We can even cut up some of the same fruits that you refer to, oranges, mangoes. I mean, we can experiment. Or if it is that you're giving fruit juice, 100% pure fruit juice, you can freeze it and they can have it as ice pops or so, if it is that they don't want to drink the fruit or to drink the water. Or you can flavor the same water and freeze it, and they might have it as ice, as opposed to drinking it.
Other ways to stay hydrated include wearing loose-fitting clothing, wearing hats to protect the face from the effects of the sun, and avoiding hard physical activity. It is also advised to avoid leaving the elderly and children in hot cars. Remember, consult your doctor if you feel signs of confusion, dizziness, nausea, muscle swelling, heart disturbances, or a headache.
Yo, me can't understand certain people, you know.
How am I now doing?
Look, Panda, you they were just step out on the road from behind the bus. Suppose my vehicle did not come. Not dead, him would have dead.
But the driver them for look out for people like him on the road still, you know.
Yeah, but you have to take charge of your own safety. You can't just walk out on the road, sir.
Pedestrians, take charge of your own safety on the road. Use the 6 steps safe crossing method. Think first. Find a safe place to cross. Stop and wait until it is safe. Look right, look left, look right again, then walk when it is safe. And finally, get across alive. Remember, road safety begins with you.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.